With Bronco head coach Bill Gabers. And coach, seems like we've been saying this for the last 2 or 3 weeks. This is a big game today.
Yeah, no question. I think every time in the league that anybody plays anybody, it's a huge game. The league has just changed so much from week to week, game to game. There's a lot of shifting of placement and stuff like that. And that's what people are fighting for right now. And we're one of those teams that are fighting, and Jamestown's one of those teams that we're fighting with. So a head-up matchup is very big, and obviously if you can beat them, you've got the tiebreaker on them if there's any ties for postseason positioning.
Yeah, we can get locked securely in the top eight in a tournament bid, or we could be out pretty easily.
Well, Briarcliff's gone on a three-game run, and, you know, they're very capable. We know that. But it's more about taking care of our own business and being focused and ready to go. I think it's a good matchup for us. But I also know that Jamestown, they've got chippy players that are very tough, very mentally tough, very physically tough. And they've got the same film we've got. And I'm sure their film session was not very pleasant, but it was challenging. Like, you guys better be ready to go. And they took it to us up here, and we need to go right at them from the get-go.
And this team is 17-8. They're 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We've got a win over Jamestown up there. But I think this is one of the more dangerous teams in the GPAC, isn't it?
No doubt. Tally's so good. I mean, he can score. He had 29 against Mount Marty. Terrell Alford is in. Really, he's like Vinny Johnson, the microwave. He heats up in a hurry. He can flat out play. He can score the ball. I thought Mason did a really nice job on him. We were up at Jamestown. The Dobson kid, who had a concussion the first time we played, is an extremely competitive kid that gives them a little bit of a chip. Mason Walters, a 6'8 kid who was out with a foot injury the last time we played, is a good post player. We need to be very, very, very physical with him. You know, when freshman posts come in the league, the biggest difference between high school and college is the physicality and the strength. So we've got to really be physical with him. Birch is a very good offensive rebounder. They got Chose off the bench that can shoot. It's a good, well-rounded basketball team that competes hard, and they really don't care where they're playing. They're as tough on the road as they are at home.
Yeah, we beat this team 79-65 right after the first of the year. But like I said, they were missing a bunch of players at that time. So this is going to be a different type of team we're going to see today.
Yeah, missing some guys. But more importantly than that, I thought our energy level and our effort level was off the charts. We were so active. We were so determined at that time. We were sitting at 1-6 in the league. And there was a great sense of urgency on our players' part. And we just lost a tough game to Briarcliff by 3 points at their place on Thursday night. So we've got to play with that same type of urgency here today and maybe even ratchet it up another notch, because it's a good basketball team that'll be well prepared to play today.
A loss to Morningside, a loss to Northwestern, the last two games out. Just talk about those two ball games. Is there a constant between the two?
Yeah, I thought Borchers, you know, obviously in the Morningside game was the difference. He had 37 points and a whole bunch of rebounds, and he was just a tough matchup. I really felt against Northwestern, we played extremely hard. I really thought we were focused. I think our effort was really good. The first half, we gave up a few too many second shots, and we just did not shoot the ball very well. We were 5 of 29 from the arc. And, you know, most of them were good looks. I mean, they were clean looks, and that's, we just have to be confident shooting the basketball. We got to knock those down, because as you watch the film of the Northwestern game, there's 3 or 4 guys around Bart all the time. And Bart can obviously, it's very difficult for any one guy to guard him. But if we're not making perimeter shots, now the defense can collapse, they can dig, they can double, they can rotate. So we've got to knock down perimeter shots. We've got to shoot it with confidence. And all of our guys are capable of doing that. When we went on our 4-game winning streak, we shot the ball extremely well, and it opened things up. So hopefully we get back to shooting the ball well and shooting it with confidence.
7 days off since our last game, so this is our last really extended break that we've got for the season. What was the focus this week?
Well, we were just trying to get back to obviously shooting the ball well and shooting game-type shots, but also execution on both ends of the floor, concentration, physicality. We've got to be the aggressor. We've got to win the effort areas. We know that when we went up to Jamestown, we beat them on the glass 11-4 on the offensive glass, and that was a big factor in the game. They had a 56-28 rebounding advantage Wednesday night against Mount Marty. They had 19 offensive rebounds. Obviously, if they come in here and get 19 offensive rebounds, you're not probably looking at a win. So we've got to take care of the effort areas. We've got to be physical. We've got to be aggressive. And we've got to be confident. There's going to be highs and lows in the game, just as there were at Jamestown. I think the game was tied at 65 with 8:20 left, and we held them scoreless the last 8 minutes. So we've got to have that type of resiliency today as well.
Let's talk about Jamestown. This is a team that loves the three-point shot. They got 622 three-point field goal attempts on the season. That compares to 312 for us.
Yeah, they do. They chuck them up there, and they got good shooters. So the thing is with a three-point shot, you're trying to push their attempts deeper, and you're trying to be there on the catch, particularly with Alfred, Tally, and Dobson. Those three guys are very, very good. Now, their bigs don't shoot threes. And Walters has shot some. I think he's close to 30 attempts maybe, but he's only shooting 25%. So that allows us to jam things up a little bit on them and to stay attached to those three guys. Those guys should not be clean today. If they're clean, then we're making some mistakes that are going to hurt us because we've had a whole week to prepare for that.
Normally when you shoot three-pointers, you get long rebounds. This is a good rebounding team, too. Are you surprised that they can rebound so well when they're taking so many threes?
Nah, because you make a good point. It's a long rebounds, and that's what happened to us against Northwestern in the first half. Now, the second half, we dominated the offensive glass. That's why we were able to make a run and cut that 17-point lead down to four. Unfortunately, then we couldn't knock down our free throws, and we missed some open looks, couldn't get over the hump. I really felt in that game, had we tied it or gotten ahead, we maybe could have come out with a victory, but we just couldn't get to that point. But they hurt us on long rebounds, and Jamestown will do the same thing. You have to have five guys invested in boxing out. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt on the glass.
You already mentioned the three-headed monster with Tally and Alfred and Thompson. They are as good as probably anybody in the league.
No doubt about it. They play with a swag. They play with confidence. They come right at you. And we expect that today. We expect those guys to come out. They've put themselves in position to get into the top two or three in the league with the way they're playing right now. It's our job, obviously, to stop that momentum that they have and to go right at them for 40 minutes.
We said Walters didn't play the first time around. We had great success inside. Do we start there today?
Well, I think we got to play inside out. I think we've got to move them around. With a week off, we've had a chance to put some stuff in that we think can hurt them based on what we saw on film. Now it's a matter of executing. You got to execute those things. I feel like we've had good preparation. I feel like our players have been focused. And I think they're looking forward to the stretch run here. They know what's at stake. You know, they talk amongst themselves. These guys, this internet age where they look up stats, they look up standings, they look up those things. And, you know, for us, it's playing with confidence for 40 minutes and really going at them.
Bard had a good ball game up there with 24. Zach Kitten had 18. So that's obviously where we got to start inside with those two guys.
No question. And Zach's played extremely well every time that we've played Jamestown. For some reason, he likes playing Jamestown. He really plays well against them. We shot the ball really well up there. I think we were 27 or 29 from the arc, something like that. So we had multiple guys. I think Chamberlain shot it well. Bart shot it really well. And that's tough on their bigs if Bart's shooting it well, because now they got to come out and he can pass it and he can put it on the deck and go to the rim. So, again, we're going to have to shoot the ball well today, and then we're going to have to be really, really tough mentally to be able to get the job done.
You said one of the better rebounding teams around, but we were able to out-rebound them up there 44-32. It's going to be huge again today.
Yeah, we won the effort area, and that's something I remember preparing for that game. You know, we were able to get into Jamestown Friday, and we played on Saturday. And, you know, we did some stuff where we said, hey, we got to win the effort areas. We got to be more physical. It's going to be the same thing today. You have to win the effort areas. You've got to be more physical on the glass. You've got to have everybody invested in that.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in Jamestown today on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School, and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and the Jimmies of Jamestown. Jamestown coming in, a record of 17 wins and 8 losses on the season. Jamestown 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but they've won their last 3 games, much like their women's team coming in on a 3-game winning streak. So with our men, Jamestown picking up a 102-60 win over Midland. That was a home game for Jamestown. They went on the road and beats Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 82-75. And they came back home to beat Mount Marty the other night by a score of 94-82. They're going to see a team at Hastings College that is 13-12 on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 6-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has lost their last two games to Morningside and to Northwestern. Before that, they were on a four-game winning streak with wins over Midland, Mount Marty, Dakota Wesleyan, and Briar Clough. So a matchup here between Hastings and the Jamestown Jimmies. Hastings played this team right after the first of the year up in Jamestown where the Broncos were really struggling. They were 1-6 in the conference when they went to Jamestown right after the first of the year. They went in and beat Jamestown by a score of 79-65. So we'll see what which Bronco team shows up here this afternoon. Jamestown, a very good basketball team. They're probably better than their 17-8 record might indicate. The Jimmies are a team that's averaging 87 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 79.3 on the defensive end. They do a very good job on the boards. They out-rebound their opposition 42-32. They are number 7 in the nation in defensive rebounds per game. They are number 7 in the nation in total rebound margin. They are number 8 in the nation in three-point field goal percentage. And as our head coach was talking about in the pregame show, they shoot a lot of threes. In fact, they've got over 600 three-point field goal attempts so far this season. Hastings College has got just over 300 three-point field goal tries. In fact, the exact number is 622 for Jamestown, 312 for Hastings College, and these guys can really knock them down. They are number 8 in the nation in the three-point field goal percentage at 39.5%. As far as scoring is concerned, amongst the leaders as well, they're number 12 in the nation in total scoring with 2,182 points scored, and they are number 12 in the nation in field goal percentage at 49%. Isaiah Thompson is amongst the leaders in free throw percentage, as he is hitting 88.6% of his free throws. We mentioned Hastings picking up a win earlier this season in Jamestown, 79-65. But in that ball game, the Jimmies were kind of playing shorthanded in that ball game. Isaiah Thompson did not play for Jamestown in that ball game. Mason Walters did not play in that game. And also Jack Talley. Talley was coming off of a concussion and played only sparingly in the ball game against the Broncos. So three of their main guns did not see a whole lot of playing time or did not play in the first go-around between Hastings and Jamestown. Jack Talley, very, very good for Jamestown. He's thrown up 143 three-pointers. He is averaging 16.4 points per ball game. Terrell Alford has thrown up 178 three-pointers. He is averaging 15.2 points per ball game. Isaiah Thompson has tossed up 120 three-pointers, and he is averaging 14.3 points per ball game. So out of those 622 threes, 441 of those are between those three guys, Talley, Alford, and Thompson. All three of those guys are very good, and then they've got some guys inside that can really hurt you. Brock Schramm and also Brady Birch. They are very good inside. As Schramm is averaging 11.4 points per ball game. Birch is averaging 11.1 points per ball game. We mentioned the strength for Jamestown rebounding the ball as they're out rebounding their opposition by 10, 42-32. When Hastings played up in Jamestown, the Broncos were able to out-rebound the Jimmies 44-32. So a couple of things to keep your eyes on here today. Rebounding and the three-point shooting of the Jamestown Jimmies. Both of these teams right now in desperate need of a win to position themselves or even to qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament. The top eight teams in the regular season standings will advance to the postseason tournament. Right now, Jamestown is tied for sixth place in the conference at 8-7. Hastings is sitting in eighth place. They're sitting at the 6-9 in the conference. And again, just a handful of games left. So a big, big game with Hastings winning in Jamestown earlier. And the Jimmies looking for a split of the season series by picking up a win here this afternoon in Hastings. So it's Hastings College and Jamestown here this afternoon. Again, on 1230 KHAS in Hastings and also on ESPN Jamestown. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Pearl Arena, Hastings and Jamestown here this afternoon. Again, Hastings College winning the women's ball game earlier today. Final score of 65-51. So the Broncos improved to 26-0 in the season, 18-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Jimmies now 16-10. They're 9-9 in the conference. The Broncos getting 15 points apiece from Gabby Grosso and Sophia Pankratz today. Leading the way for the Jimmies in the ball game was Noelle Josephson. She scores 15 points. Jimmies will host Northwestern on Wednesday. Hastings College will play at number 3-ranked Concordia on Wednesday. We'll get you the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the University of Jamestown, Jimmies out of Jamestown, North Dakota. Your starting lineup will look like this. Isaiah Dobson, a 6'2" and senior out of Stillwater, Minnesota. Dobson is averaging 14.3 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Jack Frazier is a 6'3" and senior from Salem, Oregon. Frazier is averaging 4.4 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Terrell Alford is a 6-foot senior from Orlando, Florida. Alford is averaging 15.2 points, 2.4 rebounds per game. He scored 20 points against the Broncos in that first ball game. Jack Talley, a 6'5" junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Talley is averaging 16.4 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. The other starter is going to be Brady Birch, a 6'6" freshman from Melrose, Minnesota. Birch is averaging 11.1 points, 6.7 rebounds per game. The Jimmies are hitting 49% of their field goal tries so far this year, 39% from three-point territory, 72% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opponents by 10, 42-32. The Jimmies average 87 points per ball game on offense. They give up 79.3 on the defensive end. Starting lineups for Hastings College here today. Mason Heemstra, a 6-foot freshman out of Alliance, Nebraska. Heemstra is averaging 9.5 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Brennan Moposki is a 6'4" and senior from Sandy Creek. He is averaging 12.1 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Logan Kale is the other starter, a 6-foot senior out of Lincoln. Kale is averaging 7.7 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Bart Hiscock is 6'6" senior out of Bennington. Hiscock is averaging 21.6 points and 8.3 rebounds per game. Zach Kitten is the other starter, 6'5" a senior out of Hastings High. Kitten is averaging 9.4 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Hastings is hitting 47% of their field goal tries so far this year, 34% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opponents 37-35. The Broncos averaging 81 points per ball game on offense. giving up 77 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings College is going to control the opening tap. The Broncos in their white uniforms, their crimson trim here today. Jimmy's going to be in their black uniforms and their orange trim. They go right to work. A bounce pass to Mason Heemstra, and he lays it in. Mason Heemstra gets things started for the Broncos. 2-0 is the score. There comes Jamestown back with the ball. Again, they were playing without about 2.5 starters in the first meeting between these two teams. So let's see what happens here with the Jimmies. Down in the corner, there's a shot up there. It's going to be a three-pointer up there and in. A three-pointer from the corner by Jack Frazier. So he gets things started here for the Jimmies, and it's a 3-2 ball game. Here's a Kitten with the ball. Kitten with his back to the basket. Two-handed pass comes out to Kale. They re-enter with a pass to Kitten. Zach Kitten in the lane. Back out to Kale. Top of the key. Three-pointer is up there off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Jack Talley. Here come the Jimmies back the other way. Talley gets the ball in the corner to Alford. Drives it into the lane. Comes over here. That's going to be Jack Frazier. Circles around underneath the basket. Throws it out here to Jack Talley now. Talley, free throw line jumper up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up here by Heemstra. Mason Heemstra with the ball for the Broncos. Coming back the other way. Heemstra will set things up for Hastings. Heemstra gets into the hands of Logan Kale. Kale hands it away to Heemstra. Now to Hiscock here at the top of the key. Hiscock over here. Left side, Mason Heemstra. Top of the key, Leposky from the elbow. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Mason Heemstra takes the rebound away. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Jack Frazier with the ball. He takes it back the other way. His shot good. Jack Frazier with a 3-2 here for the Jimmies. Jamestown has got the lead 5-2 over Hastings as the Broncos turn it over for the first time today. Leposky with the ball left side of the lane. Leposky backs up. Leposky comes out here with a pass to Hitchcock. Now to Kale. Inside to a Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten backs up. Kicks it out here to Hitchcock. Hitchcock moves to his right. Fires up a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Brady Birch. Birch gets the ball ahead. Now to Jack Frazier. Frazier on the far sideline to Isaiah Thompson. Thompson around the screen from Birch. Thompson throws it into the hands of Terrell Alford. Bombs it inside to Birch. His shot is up there and in. Brady Birch scores. And the Jimmies are out on top here by a score of 7-2 over Hastings with 17 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half. Mason Heemstra with the ball. Now to Leposky just to the right of the circle. Hiscock has got it. Now to Heemstra for three. Shot good. Mason Heemstra has been rock solid this year. The freshman out of Alliance, Nebraska. A 3-2 for Mason Heemstra here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings down trailing by 2. 7-5 is the score. Frazier with the ball. Now to Talley. His shot for 3 is up there. No good. Heemstra with a rebound. Mason Heemstra comes back the other way on the dribble for the Broncos. Now to Leposky. Leposky, two-handed pass, comes out on top to Logan Kale. Logan Kale flips it away. That's Heemstra with the ball around the screen. His shot from the wing. Good. Mason Heemstra with 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. He's got all 7 points. Broncos are on a 5-0 run to tie the score up at 7 points apiece. Talley with the ball. Now to Frazier. Frazier goes over to Isaiah Thompson. He drives the ball to the rack. His shot is up there and in. Isaiah Thompson scores. He's one of the leading scorers, averaging 14 points per ball game. 9-7 is the score. Hastings now down by a deuce. Mason Heemstra back with the ball for Hastings. Heemstra goes to Logan Kale. Kale sends it over across the top here. Hiscock taking it to the rack. His shot is up there and in. Martin Hiscock is coming off of an illness for Hastings. Is now getting back into the swing of things. Hiscock scores. He's got 2 points in the ball game. 9-9 is the score. There's a shot from the far side. Good. Terrell Alford throws up the three. He's hitting 44% of his three-pointers so far this year. 12-9 is the score. The Jimmies now with a three-point lead. Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock gives it away. Logan Kale has got it. Logan now to a Heemstra around the screen. Heemstra, his shot for three is going to be an air ball. No good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a Jamestown ball. They will come back the other way. 15 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Billy's pleading with one of the officials here that he got conked on the arm. Officials don't agree. Jimmies will bring the ball back. 12-9 is the score. Here comes a Jamestown back with the ball in their offensive end. Jack Frazier has got it. Now to Thompson. Thompson picked up there by Logan Kale of Hastings. Thompson with the ball dribbling here near the 10-second line around the screen from Birch. Thompson's going to fire up a three-pointer shot. Good. Isaiah Thompson throws up a three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and just like that, the Jimmies have the lead, 15-9 over Hastings. Logan Kale with the ball. Now to Bart Hiscock. Hiscock sends it back out here to Kale from the top of the key. A three-pointer. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Thompson. Thompson runs her back the other way. Thompson gets to the ball to Talley. Talley to the basket. Shot good. Jack Talley scores for Jamestown. 17-9 is the score. The Jimmies have the lead. 14 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Bart Hiscock, bounce pass inside to Kitten. Kitten backs up. Kitten into the lane. The ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Jack Frazier. Second turnover on the Broncos. Frazier comes back the other way. Frazier gives the ball away. Driving the ball to the basket is Jack Talley. He scores. And a timeout's going to be called here by Hastings. Broncos win a timeout with 14 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Jamestown 19, Hastings 9.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings today. The Jimmies have hit 8 out of their first 10 shots in the game. Hastings is 4 out of 9 from the field. The Jimmies have already knocked down 3 three-pointers. The Broncos 1 out of 4. Neither team has shot a free throw. Rebounds right now. Jamestown's got 4. Hastings with 3. The Jimmies have an early 10-point lead here over Hastings. The score is 19-9. And in the women's ball game earlier today, Hastings knocked off Jamestown by a score of 65-51. Concordia is leading Dort at halftime in women's play, 46-28. Northwestern leading Doan by a score of 40-25. Running about an hour ahead of everybody else here today. Game times were at 1-3 here in Hastings, 2-4 for everybody else. Now we've got a whistle here as Heemstra gets poked in the eyeball down there on the baseline. Now it's going to be called on Brady Birch. So 1-3, the game times today to allow Jamestown to get back to town. It's a 9-hour bus ride from Hastings back to Jamestown for the Jimmies. Carson Gasselbaum has got the ball for the Broncos. Now to Shane Chamberlain is into the ball game. To Kitten, now to Heemstra. Free throw line jumper is up there. In and out, no good. Tip try by Heemstra is good. Mason Heemstra now with 9 points in the ball game for Hastings. He's got 9. Bart Hiscock has got 2. And the Broncos are back to within 8 points. 19-11 is the score. Brady Birch with the ball. Birch goes over to Jack Talley. Talley now to Mason Walters. Over here on the right side of Terrell Alford, and he buries a three. So Walters is into the ballgame. He did not play against Hastings the first time around. He had a foot injury back in the early part of January, so the Broncos have not seen Walters this year. He's into the ballgame right now. It's 22-11. There's Ierna from the free throw line. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to the Jimmies. Running back is Alford. Alford now to Walters, to Birch. Here's a Thompson with the ball. Thompson to the free throw line. Kicks it out here. Three-pointer is thrown up there by Talley. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Heemster with the ball. 13 minutes to go. First half, 22-11. Chamberlain, his shot for three. No good. Chamberlain gets the rebound. Chamberlain to Heemster. His shot is up there. In and out. No good. Birch with the rebound. Birch has got it for Jamestown. He gets it away now to Isaiah Thompson. Thompson will walk it across the 10-second line here. 12:50 left in the first half. 22-11. Jamestown has got the lead over Hastings. Birch with the ball. Now to Jack Talley. Here's Terrell Alford. His shot with three is no good. Walters grabs the rebound and then knocks it off with the leg of Kitten out of bounds. Good job there by Mason Walters. Knocks it off with the leg of Kitten, and it's going to be Jimmy's basketball. They will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. 22-11 is the score. early in the ball game. Jamestown has got the lead. There's a Brady Birch with the ball. He goes over to Isaiah Dobson. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Dobson from the free throw line. Good. Isaiah Dobson, 7 points in the ball game, and the Jimmies are out on top by 13 here in the first half. 24-11. Jamestown shooting the ball extremely well here at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Carson Gasselbaum with the ball. Now to Eli Hunter. Here's Bart Hiscock. His shot for three halfway down and pops back out of there. Rebound comes down to Walters for Jamestown. Walters now to Dobson, to Birch. Birch gets away, drives it into the basket. A shot good. Brady Birch scores there. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 26-11 is the score now. A 15-point lead for the Jimmies of Jamestown. Ryan Ierna has got the ball. Ryan Ierna goes over here, high right side. Shane Chamberlain goes to the far sideline to Gasselbaum. Now to Eli Hunter. There's Chamberlain. Now to Hiscock. Hiscock out on top. Gasselbaum for three. Swish. Carson Gasselbaum, a three-pointer. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 26-14. Broncos down by a dozen. Here's Isaiah Dobson with the ball. Dobson gets it out of Walters. Walters to Terrell Alford. Drives the ball inside. He gives it away. Birch puts up a little hook shot over Iernis. No good. Hiscock with a rebound. Bart Hiscock down the far sideline. He'll bring it up himself, the big guy. He comes into the offensive zone, gives the ball away to a Gasselbaum. Gasselbaum down to Shane Chamberlain. Eli Hunter to Ryan Ierna down in the corner on the baseline. Ryan Ierna one and done as he sends a pass out here to Chamberlain. Chamberlain at the top of the three-point arc. Now to Eli Hunter. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Chamberlain with the ball on the wing. Shane Chamberlain is in trouble, launches up a shot. Good! At the end of the shot clock, Shane Chamberlain scores on a three-pointer. 26-16. Hastings is down by 10 points here in this one. Isaiah Dobson with the ball. Dobson goes over here to Alford. Free throw line extended right side. Out on top to Walters. And a foul is going to be called. Eli Hunter mixing it up there with Mason Walters. Gets hit with a personal foul. First foul on Eli. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Gasselbaum. Coming out is going to be Ierna. Coming back in there is going to be Leposki for Hastings. And also Zach Kitten will check in. 10.5 minutes to go here in the first half, 26-16. The Jimmies have the lead over the Broncos here in men's college basketball. Jimmies have the ball as they feed the ball inside. Birch has got it. Now to Walters. Out here to Dobson. His shot for three is going to be off of the back iron. No good. The ball chased down here by Walters. Walters gets it back to Dobson. They get a fresh shot clock here as Dobson has got the ball. Dobson moves it over on the wing. Jack Talley has got it. Talley works the ball inside. There's a shot for the baseline. Good. That's Mason Walters scoring there for Jamestown. That's his first field goal. Long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Talley. Third turnover on Hastings. The Broncos in trouble early. 28-16 is the score. Jamestown has got the lead. Here's Isaiah Dobson, goes to Talley. Now they work the ball inside to Birch. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Bart Hiscock. Hiscock gets it away to Eli Hunter. Eli now to Hiscock into the forecourt. Bart with the ball. Bart holds it. Bart holds it. Now gets it to Zach Kitten. Now to Leposki. Baseline jumper for three. Yes! Leposki hits the three ball. Gets the Broncos back to within 9 points. 28-19 is the score. Jamestown has got the lead. Mason Walters with the ball. Walters over here to Jack Talley. Lobs it out to Terrell Alford. Alford down to Isaiah Dobson. There's Jack Talley around the screen. Jack Talley far sideline. Cross court pass to Walters for three. Good. Mason Walters scores over Zach Kitten. Walters now with 5 points in the ball game. 31-19 is the score. Jamestown ripping the nets down here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Lob pass goes inside, tipped away from Chamberlain. Ball's picked up here by Terrell Alford. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings. Alford tips the ball. Nope, it's going to be Eli Hunter tipping the ball away from Alford. The first turnover on Jamestown. Hastings gets the ball back. Here's a Leposki with the ball. Leposki now to Hiscock to Eli Hunter. Bounce pass here to Chamberlain, and the foul's going to be calling the way in. Dobson picks up the personal foul. Isaiah Dobson picks up his first as team foul number two on the Jimmies. Jamestown 13 out of 20 from the field. 5 out of 9 on three-pointers so far. Hastings has warmed up to 44%, 8 out of 18. Broncos are 3 out of 9. from three-point territory. Neither team has shot a free throw yet. Broncos will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Heemstra, now to Leposky. Leposky has it knocked loose. Leposky grabs the ball back here as he works against Jack Frazier, who's into the ball game. Leposky in the lane, shot good. Leposky now with 5 points in the ball game. 31-21 is the score now. Jamestown has got the lead down in the corner. Devin Praska has got the ball. He's into the ball game. The Walters. Walters now to Frazier. They worked the ball around. Here's Praska taking the ball to the hole. A shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Kitten. Zach Kitten for Hastings. Gets it away to a Mason Heemstra. Heemstra on the wing. Now to Kitten at the free throw line. Dribbles inside. Now to Heemstra. His shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound comes out of Devin Praska. Praska now to Dobson. And now we've got a timeout called here by Jamestown. So a timeout is called here with 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first half. This timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 7:39 to play in the first half. Jamestown 31, Hastings 21.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbuehl affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Good to have the folks along the way in Jamestown, North Dakota with us on ESPN Jamestown today. Fans locally can see a couple of high school games after this when the Twin Valley Conference holding their championship games here in this arena at 7 and 8:30 tonight. We're going to have the boys game for you later on over on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. That'll pit Shelton and Deschler matched up beginning at 8:30. We'll have that one for you here. There's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be up there no good by Jack Talley. Rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos have the ball. 31-21 is our score. Here's a Leposky with it. Jamestown has got a lead here in the first half. There's Gasselbaum. He's got the ball at the top of the key for the Broncos. Gasselbaum down in the corner. There's a shot for three. Good. Logan Cale nails a three ball, and the Broncos are back to within 7 points here. 31-24 is the score. Dobson has got the ball. Dobson down to Talley. To Praska over on the far sideline. That's going to be Jack Frazier with the ball. Dribbling it inside against Gasselbaum. He stops, spins, puts up a shot. Traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number two in the ball game for Jamestown. Hastings with no turnovers so far. Here in the first half of play, check that, four turnovers for Hastings so far. 31-24 is the score. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Logan Cale has got the ball. Logan Cale moves to his left, fires the ball inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Walters getting his hands out there and knocking it into the Jamestown bench. Hastings will play things in. 16 seconds left in the shot clock. 31-24 is the score. The Jimmies have the lead. Broncos play the ball into Mason Heemstra. Man-to-man defense here. There's Gasselbaum for three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Alford. Terrell Alford to Dobson to Jack Frazier into the forecourt. Jimmies will attack here. The man-to-man defense for Hastings. Birch out to Alford for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it can be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos will come back the other direction. Jamestown with a lead over Hastings. Men's college basketball action here this afternoon, 31-24. Brennan Leposky with the ball for the Broncos. Now to Cale. There's Bart Hiscock for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Walters. Walters now Terrell Alford down the near sideline to Jack Frazier. Fakes the three, dribbles inside, can't put up a shot. Bounce pass goes inside to Birch's shot from right in front of the hole is no good. Rebound comes down to Mason Heemstra for Hastings. Waist-high dribble with his right hand as he brings it into the offensive zone. Brennan Leposky Inside down to Hiscock. He backs up here against Birch. Hiscock goes up with a shot, banks one home. Martin Hiscock now with 4 points in the ball game, 31-26. Hastings back to within 5 points now with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here's Dobson, cross-court pass, comes over here to Alford, to Walters, comes across the top to Jack Frazier. Frazier back to Dobson on the wing. Dobson around the screen, dribbles it down the lane, contact made, offensive foul called on Dobson. Isaiah Dobson runs over a man inside, picks up the charge in the paint. That's going to be the second foul on Isaiah Dobson. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. In the first ball game, it was Hastings beating Jamestown by a score of 65-51. Sophia Pankratz scoring 15 points for Hastings. Gabby Grasso with 15. Noelle Josephson scores 15 points for the Jimmies. Northwestern will be in town to take on Jamestown on Wednesday. Hastings will go to number 3 ranked Concordia on Wednesday. Jamestown holding on to a lead here, 31-26 over Hastings. Here's Heemstra inside to Hiscock, and he goes up with a shot. It's no good, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Hiscock was going to jam that baby home, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Jack Talley. That's going to be his first. Hiscock will go to the free throw line. He'll have to earn him from the stripe here. Martin Hiscock will go to the free throw line. Hiscock, a 68% foul shooter on the season. These are the first two free throws of the day for Hastings, and the shot is up there. It's good. Hastings did not shoot well from the free throw line in the ball game last Saturday against Northwestern. The Broncos lost the ball game to the Red Raiders. Bart Boy, one more shot here. It's up there. It's good. So he nails his first two free throws today. And Hastings is within 3 points, 31-28. Here comes Birch back the other way. His shot is up there and in. Brady Birch scores 33-28. There's Gasselbaum from the baseline. His shot no good. Walters grabs the rebound. There's an outlet pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Heemstra. Third turnover on Jamestown. Heemstra with the ball to the far sideline. Kale for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Walters. Walters now to Talley. Gives the ball to Jack Frazier. And here come the Jimmies across the 10-second line. Jack Frazier with the ball as he works there against the Logan Kale. Bounce pass goes to Terrell Alford. Alford throws it out here to Jack Frazier. Frazier now to Jack Talley. Talley goes over to Frazier, takes the ball under the paint. His shot right in front of the basket. Good. Jack Frazier scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And just like that, the Jimmies are back out on top by 7, 35-28. Hastings with the ball. Leposky goes inside to Bart Hiscock. Hiscock double team gets it to Heemstra. He is bumped on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here is going to go on Jamestown. It's going to go on Jack Frazier. That's going to be his first. Eli Hunter comes into the ball game now for the Broncos. Also coming in is going to be Shane Chamberlain. Gasselbaum checks out. Logan Kale checks out. Non-shooting situation. The Broncos will inbound the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket with 3:50 to play here in the first half. Hiscock with the ball on the baseline. Hiscock throws it over here to Heemstra for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Birch. Brady Birch with the ball to the far sideline. Here come the Jimmies. There's a shot for the baseline. No good by Talley. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. We'll see if it counts here. It does. Talley is going to get the field goal there for Jamestown. And the foul is going to go on Chamberlain. That's going to be Shane's first personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Talley. So just as the Broncos are making a run, Jamestown makes a run of their own. Jack Talley gets a three-point play. And the Jimmies back out to a 10-point lead after Hastings had closed the gap to 3 at 31-28. The Jimmies come back and score the next 7 points. Here's Hastings with the ball. Hiscock has got it. Hiscock across the top to Leposky. Takes a three-pointer. Shots up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Heemstra grabs the ball. Mason Heemstra in the lane. He's double-teamed. The ball swatted away. Now a foul is going to be called. Mason Heemstra for Hastings, he stands all of about maybe 6 foot. Maybe I'm listed at 6 foot and a freshman out of Alliance, but he's tougher than a $2 steak. Mason Heemstra averaging 9.5 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. There comes Mark Chose into the ball game now. Mark Chose checks in there for Jamestown, averaging 5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Hastings inbounding the ball here to Leposky. His shot right in front of the basket is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hiscock. He's stripped of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Mark Chose picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on Jamestown. So now we're going to have a 1-1 situation here. Bart Hiscock will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Hiscock is already 2-for-2 from the free throw line today. And a 68% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team hitting 69%. And a shot from the line bounces up there, and it bounces off of the side. No good. Jamestown 38, Hastings 28. Men's college basketball with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hiscock's next free throw is up there. It's off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Birch. So he makes his first two attempts. He misses his next two. 38-28, Hastings down by 10 points. Here's Jose with the ball. Mark Jose moves it over there to Tally. Tally on the high post, now to Walters. Walters throws over here to Alfred. Terrell Alfred with the ball, picks up by Mason Heemstra. Here's Alfred driving down the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Ball is still loose. Finally, a shot clock violation. I think it hit the rim. Now the officials look at one another, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings on a shot clock violation. Everybody thought one of those balls hit the rim, but the officials say, I didn't see anything, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings. The Broncos have come back with the ball and a shot clock violation. 38-28 is the score. The Jimmies have a 10-point lead. Here's Heemster with the ball at the top of the key. Drives it inside, spins, tries to put a man in the air, goes for the shot. It's up there and in. Mason Heemster now with 11 points in the ball game. 38-30 is the score. Broncos down by 8 points here. There's a Jack Talley with the ball. His pass out on top is intercepted by Heemster. He takes off, drives, shoots, and scores. Four turnovers now in Jamestown. The Broncos are back to within six. Jamestown wants to call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Where they invite you in for your next timeout to enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens. It's all at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located on West 2nd Street, right across the street from the water park. We'll take a break. Jamestown 38, Hastings 32.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Here in Hastings, the Jimmies have the lead, 38-32 over the Broncos in men's college basketball. Here's Jack Talley with the ball. Talley holds it, 200 pass, goes to the far sideline to Walters, who's back into the ball game. Walters hands the ball away to Birch. His little hook shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Leposky. Brennan Leposky with the ball for the Broncos. Goes over on the far sideline to Mason Heemstra. Heemstra brings it into the offensive zone for Hastings. Heemstra, now to Leposky. Over to Chamberlain. His pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jose. They come back the other way. Here's a Tally with the ball. Sets and fires for three. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Brady Birch, and he lays it in. So Tally's three-pointer was an air ball, but it went right down into the hands of Brady Birch, who lays it in. 40-32 is the score. Jamestown has got the lead. Here's Kitten with the ball. Kitten in the lane, gets it out here to Eli, now to Shane Chamberlain for three. Shot is up there, no good. Brady Birch with a rebound. Birch nearly loses the ball out of bounds, but he chases it down on the far sideline, down to Mark Jose, now to Brady Birch, now to Jose again. Here's Terrell Alford with the ball. He gets rid of it to Jack Talley. He's going to be fouled into play here. Personal foul is going to be called on Shane Chamberlain. That's going to be his second personal foul. It's going to be Jamestown inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 48 seconds to go. 40-32 is the score. Jack Talley has got the ball. Talley now to Walters. Walters picked up there by Loposki. Walters reverses the ball, goes to Jost. Now inside, there's a shot taken by Burks. It's going to be no good. Nice move, but he couldn't finish. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. Mark Walters picking up the personal foul, or rather Mason Walters picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Jimmies. We're going to have a 1-1 situation here at this end. Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line. Kitten is a 60% foul shooter in the season. He's 42 out of 70 from the line. Kitten had a good ball game in the contest we had up in Jamestown. He scored 18 points in the ball game. Kitten's first free throw is going to be good. He'll get one more. Kitten had 18 points, and Barton Hiscock had 24. To lead the Broncos in that first game over Jamestown, 79-65. Here's the next shot up there by Kitten. It's going to be up there and in. So Kitten hits a couple of free throws. The Boulder Broncos within 6. 40-34. Jamestown has got the lead. The Jimmies will come back with the ball now. 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Down the far sideline, Jack Talley has got the ball. Talley just bouncing the ball on the far sideline, picked up over there by Chamberlain. Talley gets away. Nice dish there to Burks, and his shot is up and in. Brady Burks scores. Talley takes the ball out of the paint, shovels the ball away to Brady Burks, who scores easily. 42-34 is the score. Mason Heemstra now with 10 seconds to go. Heemstra drives the ball, spins right side of the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. They tip the ball to Loposki, and he drives the ball down the hoop. And that's the end of the first half of play. Heemstra, after missing the shot, tips the ball to Loposki, who jams it down through the hole. And it's a 6-point ball game at halftime. Jamestown has got the lead over Hastings at the break. The score, Jamestown 42, Hastings 36. You're listening to College Basketball.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, we're at halftime of the men's ball game here today. It's Jamestown out on top of Hastings by the score of 42-36. We were tied up at 7 points apiece early. Jamestown got out to a lead early at 7-2. Hastings came back to tie things up at 7 points apiece. We were tied up at 9 points apiece, and then Jamestown went on a 10-0 run to go out on top 19-9 with about 14 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Jimmy's got out to a 15-point lead at 26-11. The Broncos chipped away, got it down to 3 points at 31-28. Jamestown then scores 7 straight points to go out on top by 10 points at 38-28. And right now our score at halftime is Jamestown 42 and Hastings 36. Mason Heemstra leading the way for the Broncos so far. Heemstra has hit 1 3-pointer. He's got 5 2-point field goals. And Mason Heemstra is leading the way with 13. Bart Hiscock has got 6 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Brennan Leposki has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. Carson Gasselbaum has nailed a 3-pointer for 3. Shane Chamberlain has got a 3-pointer for 3. And Zach Kitten, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Jamestown being led so far by Brady Birch. He has got 10 points. Birch has got 5 2-point field goals. Jack Talley has got 3 2s, and he's 1 for 1 from the free throw line for 7. Jack Frazier has hit 1 3-pointer. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals. He's got 7 points. Isaiah Thompson has got a 3-pointer and 2 2-point field goals. He's got 7. Terrell Alford has got a couple of 3s. He's got 6 points in the game. Mason Walters has a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points in the game. Shooting stats are brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Jamestown is hitting 52% from the field here in the first half. They are 18 out of 34. Hastings 14 out of 34. That is 41%. Jamestown 5 out of 11 from three-point territory, 45%. Hastings 4 out of 16, 25%. Jamestown from the free throw line, 1 out of 1. Hastings is 4 out of 6 for 66%. Rebounds right now, Jamestown with 19, Hastings with 18. 7 turnovers for Jamestown, 5 turnovers for Hastings. No block shots and 5 steals for Jamestown. No block shots and 3 steals for Hastings. Leading rebounder for the Broncos is Mason Heemstra. He's got 7. Leading rebounder for Jamestown is going to be Brady Birch. He's got 7 here in the first half of play. Again, 42-36 is our score at halftime. Jamestown with the lead over Hastings College. And in a women's ball game, it was Hastings beating Jamestown today by a score of 65-51. That was a tight ball game all the way into the fourth quarter when Hastings went on a 14-1 run over a time span of about 6 minutes or so. Broncos opened up a 13-point lead by that time, and they went on to win their 26th consecutive game, 65-51. Broncos getting 15 points from Gabby Grosso and 15 from Sophia Pankratz today. Noelle Josephson, she scores 15 points in the ball game for Jamestown. So again, we're running slightly ahead, about an hour ahead of everybody else because of our starting times here today. We'll check the scoreboard from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And we'll do that when we come back right before the second half gets underway here. So we'll take a break here in Hastings. We'll get the Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. The folks in Jamestown on ESPN Jamestown will come back in just a few minutes with the second half. We're at halftime. The Jimmies with the lead over the Broncos, 42-36.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
This is part two of our two-part conversation with BJ Pumroy, the athletic director over at Hastings College.
Yeah, I tell that to people all the time. Instead of having the 5 or 6 different subjects that you got to keep straight, you only have 2. It might be a lot of work still, but
sure,
you don't have to keep so many different things in your head throughout the whole semester.
You never have 3 tests on one day.
Yes,
you
that too.
You can't. I mean, that to me, the intimidation factor some students have or test anxiety to recognize, I'm never going to have more than 2 in a day, and probably I'm going to get 1. I think those are paramount to content knowledge that our students are getting in the classroom. And again, it takes away some of the stress that you have on the team. when you can focus saying, okay, my classwork is done. Now I got my practice afternoon. I don't go, oh no, I got to get through practice. And then I got about 6 hours of biology I got to get done tonight. Okay, that rarity is going to be that you need 6 hours outside of the day to catch up on something because you spent yesterday working on civics and history. You know, it really is paying dividends, I think, not only for our athletics and our campus. And also, Mike, even when I'm recruiting new coaches for whether it be new programs or whether we have a coaching change, when I can tell that person, hey, when you recruit kids here, you can tell them you're going to have your regular number of credits you get at the end of a year, but you're only going to take 2 classes at a time max. That's a great selling point. I think everyone I've talked with and looking at possible employment opportunities, they really just their jaw doesn't quite drop because I'm on the phone with them, but they get the idea that, holy cow, I mean, the idea to be able to concentrate on just 2 things at a time is really going to pay dividends. We're seeing it initially, and I think the culture will grow with that over time at Hastings College with not only our student athletes, but our faculty, our staff, and our students to even be more of a powerful thing to recognize the amount of deliverable content. Though you may have more hours and you're going 5 days a week, you're going to understand your things better at the end of that semester, or I'm sorry, at the end of that block.
And you know what? I can tell you were prepared for this interview because I was going to bring up Laura Arnold and that department, and also I was going to bring up the block schedule, but you took the questions out of my mouth. One more thing I wanted to mention about Laura. She said that when she talks to a lot of these student athletes, sometimes they don't think to put the fact that, you know, maybe they're a team captain on their resume. But that's the thing that people maybe look over when it comes to playing athletics in college, is that you can – that's a resume builder at the end of the day.
Exactly, Mike. I've got about 30 years experience in college athletics from coaching to administration. And the idea that so many areas in business want to hire somebody who has that skill set, who have had to manage their time wisely, who has had to, you know, perform and to recognize those skills, how they will translate in future, whether that's as an individual business person, whether that's in the classroom, whether that's as a in the legal profession, whether that's in pre-med. I mean, there's all sorts of ways our student athletes really can step to the forefront when it comes to being able to be hired at the end of their career. And sometimes it's not always the best player on the team. Sometimes it's that kid who knows how to gut it out, give everything that they can, and make the most of their natural abilities and be a good teammate. You know, being that good teammate in any work setting makes the office, makes the department, makes your things a lot better place. And going back, one more thing on the grade numbers, our retention has gone very, very well. The first fall to spring this year, our retention rate as a campus was 88.6%. Our five-year average was 86.3%. When you think about private college, we need the enrollment, keeping the numbers there. When we're keeping more students on just the initial go-around, I really, you know, the numbers tell us that it's going to get better with time too. So to get those numbers and to move forward, you know, athletes too, when you don't have to worry about who's transferring out because they don't like it or they couldn't cut it academically, those things are going to pay dividends that way. So I think really the campus is feeling the benefits of the changes that are very radical that we've made and we're surviving and moving forward with.
Yes, and we've heard a lot about the changes in terms of the students. It's nice to hear how it's affecting the student athletes. Obviously, we heard a little bit with Laura, but she talked more about what her department does, and she's doing a great job over there, too. That's a new thing this year, right?
Yes.
So that's almost a part of Hastings College 2.0 as well.
Exactly. That and Brett Wells, our human performance and potential coach, you know, you take in strength and conditioning, but you're taking it beyond just in the weight room. Between him and Laura, we have some areas where they check out and know, okay, if there's a kid who we think might be struggling, let's figure out why. You know, is it they have a, you know, relationship situation? Do they have money problems? Do they have academically, this class is really hard for them? Are they having roommate issues? I mean, beyond, we're taking the whole student and looking at how are we going to make them succeed as best they can academically, but on the courts, fields, and other areas of competition as well. So we're very fortunate to have some, you know, a very good staffing, speaking, you know, specifically to Laura and Brett, but also, you know, our sports information area, Adam Mazur. I mean, the things we do with the video, the things we do with promos, those things, I mean, you come to one of our indoor events or our outdoor events and you see the video board and you see the production, you see our webcasts, you know, Autumn Conley in the area of communications and doing our production. Holy cow. I mean, we have student driven things that are on par with an NCAA Division I program. We've had people in interviewing for jobs and they see the setup that we do and they go like, this is better than the Big East. You know, I'll take that at Hastings College and our Great Plains Athletic Conference saying what you have is better than the Big East. Okay, I can put my head on the pillow going, all right, we're doing some really good stuff here.
And yes, like we talked about earlier, the numbers speak for themselves. The GPAs are good. The successes of the different programs have been excellent. And that is, of course, BJ Pomeroy. He is the AD over at Hastings College. BJ, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us all this information.
Thanks, Mike. It's a great day to be a Bronco.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. College basketball action for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS in Hastings and also on ESPN Jamestown. Other women's scores in the conference today. Again, Hastings knocking off Jamestown by the score of 65-51. Northwestern has beaten Doan by the score of 82-55. And it was Concordia today winning over Dort by the score of 74-56. Rest of the action, you've got St. Mary's, the College of St. Mary's playing in Yankton, South Dakota today against Mount Marty. Midland is playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff, and Morningside is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. 42-36 is our score here. Men's halftime score. And leading the way so far for Jamestown is Brady Birch. He's got 5 field goals, 10 points here in the first half. Hastings College got 13 from Mason Heemstra. Heemstra hitting 1 3-pointer and 5 2-point field goals. That's the way we stand here at halftime. 42-36 is the score. So it's going to be Jamestown. They'll have the ball to begin the second half here. Jamestown will shoot to our basket to our left as we get ready to go. Jack Talley will inbound the ball for the Jimmies. And he'll get things into Isaiah Dobson and off and rolling here in the second half. The Jamestown Jimmies have a 6-point lead. Here's a Terrell Alford with the ball to Dobson. They work it inside underneath the basket to Birch. The Tally back outside to Alford. His shot for 3 is up there, no good. Reaching for the rebound is Kitten, and he's going to be fouled into play. That Kitten is going to be fouled into play here by Jack Frazier. Second foul there on Frazier. That's going to be team foul number 1. All in the Jimmies here in the second half of play. Hastings will get the ball. Jimmies led by as many as 15 points in the first half at 26-11. Broncos have fought back here and now trail by just 6. Here's a Bart Hiscock with the ball that's stripped away. It's going to be picked up here by Dobson. Turnover on Hastings. The 6th turnover on the Broncos. Jack Frazier has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Frazier comes out here to Tally. Top of the key. Moves to his left. Fires up a 3. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound to Mason Heemstra. He runs her back the other way. Heemstra with the ball. Now to Logan Kale. Back out to Mason Heemstra. To Hiscock. To Leposky. Over here on the wing. Leposky behind the screen. To Heemstra at the free throw line to Leposky, top of the key, drives it down the lane, tries to dump it away. The ball going to be tipped away from Kitten. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 42-36 is the score. Here's Bart Hiscock. His shot is up there and in. Bart Hiscock scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 42-38 is the score. There's Talley taking the ball to the basket. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kittens. And now the Broncos are down by 4. Hastings with the ball coming back the other way. Logan Kale to Leposky. Picked up there by Frazier. Oposky goes to the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Jack Talley picks up the personal foul. Second foul on Talley. Team foul number two on the Jimmies. Oposky will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Oposky's got a three-pointer and a two-pointer so far here in the ball game. Oposky, a 70% free throw shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. It's the front iron. Rolls to the back iron and down through the hole. Brendan Loposky gets the free throw. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It is no good off of the back iron. So Hastings down by 3 points now. His cap down to Logan Kale. Spins, puts up a shot in the lane. Good. Nice move to the basket there by Logan Kale. He scores. 42-41 is the score now. 18:05 to play in the ball game. The Broncos have battled back from a 15-point deficit as the pass nearly intercepted. Alford drives it and then throws the ball out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Jamestown. Touch by the Broncos there as Alford got the penetration down the lane. Jamestown will play things in from the near sideline. Down here deep in the corner, Jack Talley will go over and grab the ball there for the Jimmies. Talley has got it. Jack looking to inbound. He finally gets it in. That's going to be Frazier with the ball. Frazier puts it on the floor. Comes out here to Isaiah Dobson. Dobson on the near sideline, getting away from a double team. Dobson down the lane. Nice pass to Frazier, and he lays it in. Another Jack Talley. Jack Talley scoring there. At the other end, there's a driving layup by Loposky that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jamestown, so it's a 44-41 ball game. Jamestown with a lead. Here's Talley with the ball. Gets it underneath the basket there to Burch, and he lays it in. Brady Burch now with 12 points in the ball game, 46-41. Hastings now down by 5 points in the ball game. Here's a Logan Kale with the ball. He gets it inside to Kitten. Kitten shot is up there. It's going to be good, but he's calling for the steps. Traveling violation on the Broncos. That's the seventh turnover on Hastings. Jack Talley will inbound the ball. Talley gets to the Dobson, brings it back to Talley. He races it into the offensive zone. Here's Alford with the ball, not a Dobson. High right side, dribbles all the way to the rack. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he was tapped on the arm there by Zach Kitten. Kitten picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half, but this will be a shooting situation as Isaiah Dobson will go to the free throw line. Dobson was 7 points in the ball game, 88% free throw shooter on the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Isaiah Dobson scores. He's one of the guys that did not play against Hastings the first time around. He was out with an injury. Dobson's second free throw is going to be up there and in, but Isaiah Dobson, he's a good cat. Averaging 14 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. 48-41. Hastings again down by 7 points. Here's Hiscock, and now we got a blocking foul. Martin Hiscock drives the ball inside, and him and big old Brady Burch got into a big little tumble there in the lane. Brady Burch is hit with a blocking foul. Brady Burch picks up the foul. Now we got to wipe up where those two big guys went down. 16 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings is now trailing by 7 points, 48-41. Here's Hiscock with the ball right side of the lane. Martin Hiscock spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there at the end. Hiscock scores around Brady Burch. Hiscock now with 10 points in the ball game, 48-43. Isaiah Dobson with the ball. Dobson down to Frazier from the corner. Shots off of the front iron. No good. Tip try. No good. Ball is saved. Terrell Alford has got the ball. Now down on the baseline to Frazier. And shots will be blocked down there. Kitten grabs the ball for Hastings. Kitten gets the ball away to Logan Kale. Here come the Broncos down by 5 points. 48-43. Hemster's pass is going to be intercepted. Tipped and intercepted there by Dobson. The eighth turnover on the Broncos. Isaiah Dobson goes over to Jack Talley. Talley, high right side, Works it behind his screen. Tally down the left side of the lane. Nice pass down there to Birch. His shot is up there. No good. He misses the easy one. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by the Broncos. Jamestown will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Chamberlain into the ball game now for the Broncos. Going out will be Loposki. 15 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings down by 5 points, 48 to 43. They get it into Birch, and he puts one off of the window and scores. Brady Birch now with 14 in the ball game for the Jimmies. There's that Chamberlain, a shot good. Shane Chamberlain hits a 15-footer left side of the lane. He's kind of left them all alone, and Chamberlain made him pay for it. 5 points in the ball game for Chamberlain. 50 to 45 down in the corner. Dobson for three, shot good. Isaiah Dobson hits the three-pointer. Now we got a timeout here from the Jimmies. 15 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar located across the street from the water park on West 2nd. We'll take a break. Jamestown 53, Hastings 45.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbuild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings this afternoon. Basketball action here on 1230 KHAS and also on ESPN Jamestown. Hastings winning the women's ball game by a score of 65-51. Jamestown has now got the lead here in game number two over the Hastings College men. The score 53-45. The Broncos trimmed a 15-point first-half deficit down to 1 point at 42-41. Jamestown gets on a little run, and the Jimmies are back out on top now by 8, 53-45. Good ball game here this afternoon. The Broncos will come back with the ball. Heemstra goes over to Kale. Still a man-to-man defense here for Jamestown. Kitten has got the ball at the elbow right side. Logan Kale, top of the key, has got the ball. Two-handed pass to Hiscock for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jack Frazier. Frazier will bring things up and now get it to Isaiah Dobson. He'll walk it across the 10-second line, runs into Mason Heemstra. Terrell Alford with the ball. Alford down to Jack Frazier. Now to Birch. Birch gives it away to Talley for three. Shot good. Jack Talley scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. And check that, 12 points in the ball game now for Jack Talley. 56-45. Hastings again trailing by 11 points here in the ball game. There's a Bart Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock reverses, comes over here on the right side on the wing. Chamberlain to Hiscock over on the left wing now. Heemstra drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Mason Heemstra, he scores 15 points in the ball game now for Heemstra. 56-47. Hastings down by 9. 14 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Alford shot from the short right baseline, no good. Kitten with a rebound. Kitten out of Heemstra, running back the other way to Zach Kitten. Over to Logan Kale on the wing. Here's Chamberlain for three. Shot is up there. That's no good. Rebound Kitten. Follow shot. No good. Tip try Kitten. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Talley. Hastings with three shots from point blank range down there by Zach Kitten. He couldn't convert. 56-47 is the score. There's a shot by Frazier in the lane. Shot good. So Hastings can't convert down here, and Jack Frazier gets the field goal at the other end. And just like that, it's an 11-point margin now, 58-47. We're down to 13 and a half minutes to go in the game. Here's Kitten again. Zach has got the ball to Hiscock, top of the key. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Jack Talley. Talley gets it to Isaiah Dobson. Trots it across the 10-second line. Dobson has got the ball on the far side as he works against the Chamberlain. Takes it all the way down to the baseline. Out here to Birch. Now to Talley. The ball stripped away. Heemstra has got the ball. Heemstra steals the ball away. And now we got a foul called coming back the other way. Jack Talley picks up the personal foul after Mason Heemstra is a robber. Yeah, he had the mask on, and he stole the ball away. He was heading back the other way. Personal foul is called there on Jack Talley. That's going to be team foul number four on the Jimmies. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Eli Hunter is into the ball game. He'll trigger things in. Hunter gets it to Heemstra. Brings it back to Gasselbaum on the wing on the right side. Gasselbaum, bounce pass. Goes to Zach Kitten, squares around in the hole, takes it into the paint, kicks it out here. Heemstra for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Dobson. Isaiah Dobson now to Terrell Alford down the far sideline. Jimmy's have an 11-point lead here in the second half. Alford with the ball. His pass deflected, but is picked up by Jack Talley. Talley has got it. Talley down to Dobson here on the near side, picked up by Eli Hunter. Dobson uses a bird screen, gets it out here to Alford for three. Shot good. Terrell Alford has hit three threes in the ball game. He's got 9 points here. He had 20 the last time these two teams played. Just like that, Jamestown back out to a 14-point lead, 61-47. Here's Heemster with the ball around the Kitten screen. Nice pass to Gasselbaum. His shot's good, and he's fouling the play. Gasselbaum on a reverse layup. He gets the field goal. The personal foul is going to be called on Alford. That's going to be his first. Gasselbaum goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. Now 61-49 is the score. Jamestown has got the lead. 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play here. Carson Gasselbaum goes to the line. He's a 63% foul shooter on the season. This will be his first free throw of the day for the Broncos. Gasselbaum throws it up there, and the shot is off of the right side and is no good. That was a clunker. And the rebound comes down to Dobson. Dobson now to Praske. He goes for the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Foul here is going to go on Kitten. That's going to be his second. Praske is going to go to the free throw line. Devin Praske, he just checked in there. Praske scored 10 points on the Broncos in that first game. Up in Jamestown just after the first of the year. Praske has not scored so far here in this ball game. 60% from the free throw line this season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jamestown now 4 out of 4 on free throws today. The Broncos are 5 out of 9, so not a lot of charity tosses today. Next shot is up there. That one rolls down through the hole for Devin Praske. Scores his first 2 points, and now it's 63-49. And now Bill Gavers, the head coach for Hastings, he wants to burn a timeout here. Brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings, right across the street from the water park. We'll take a break. 12 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the game. It's now Jamestown 63, Hastings 49.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a lighter bill of fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Jamestown will have home games coming up on Wednesday night as the Red Raiders from Northwestern, the team out of over at Orange City, Iowa. They'll be in town to take on Jamestown, 6 and 8 o'clock. Hastings College, they'll play at Concordia on Wednesday. Same story, 6 and 8 o'clock for the ball games. The next outing for each of these two teams as the 2019-2020 regular season winds down. We'll be in the postseason tournament in the GPAC here later on this month. Both Hastings and Jamestown on the men's side scrambling to get in. Jamestown right now tied for 6th place in the conference. The Broncos are in 8th place right now. The top 8 teams will qualify for the postseason tourney. A big ball game here this afternoon. Jamestown right now has got a 63-49 lead over the Broncos. Mason Heemstra with the ball over to Eli Hunter. Comes out here to Carson Gasselbaum. Gasselbaum comes across the top to Heemstra. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Heemstra to Eli for three. That's way off of the mark. No good. Ball's out of bounds, and it's going to be Jamestown ball. Devin Prasky will inbound the ball back here for Jamestown. Here comes Loposki into the ball game now for the Broncos. Loposki will come in. Eli Hunter will check out. 11 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, it's a 14-point lead for the Jimmies. Pressure by the Broncos, and the Jimmies throw the ball away, bringing it up the other way. Isaiah Dobson throws a pass long and goes out of bounds. That's going to be 9 turnovers now on Jamestown. Loposki will inbound the ball for the Broncos. Loposki will get things in. That's Mason Heemster with the ball over here on the wing. Shane Chamberlain lobs it inside to Loposki. He works against Talley. Loposki goes up with a shot. No good. And a foul is going to be called here. Sliding over there to help out in the double is Devin Praska, and he picks up the personal foul. Praska picks up his first. Loposki will go to the free throw line. Loposki so far in the ball game has got 6 points. 1 out of 2 from the line today. Loposki scored 3 points in the ball game up at Jamestown earlier this year. He was kind of nursing a sore ankle that day. Misses the free throw here. Loposki now 1 out of 3 from the line. 63-49 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Loposki's next free throw is up there. That one is good, so he gets 1 out of 2 from the line. Here comes Jamestown now working against the Hastings pressure. Jack Frazier with the ball, splits a couple of defenders, brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over to Dobson. Isaiah Dobson picked up over there by Chamberlain of Hastings. Dobson gets it out to Jack Talley. Talley now to Jack Frazier. Frazier out here near the 10-second line to Walters, who's back into the ball game to Jack Frazier. There's Dobson with the ball. Now to Terrell Alford. He loses control of the ball. He picks her back up. Now a shot clock violation as they work the ball down on the baseline to Walters. Not a good possession there for the Jimmies. 10 turnovers now in Jamestown. Hastings will come back with the ball. 63-50 is the score. Hastings down by 13. Broncos have the ball. This is a Gasselbaum now. Carson Gasselbaum. He gives it away to Heemstra behind his screen from Hiscock. His shot for 3 is up there. No good. Hiscock tips the ball out of bounds. Yeah, they say it was last touch there by the Jimmies. So Hastings will play things in, or will they? Yep, it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Mason Heemstra, baseline right side with 10 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the game, they lob it here to Hiscock. Down to Chamberlain, wide open for 3. He hits it. Chamberlain now with 8 in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 10. 63-53. So we approach the halfway point of this second half here. Here's Terrell Alford, open for 3, takes a shot and hits it. He can't leave him open. Terrell Alford hits his 4th three-pointer of the ball game. Here's Hiscock on the other end, has it knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Terrell Alford has got 4 three-pointers. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Brady Birch is leading the way. He's got 14. Jack Talley has got 11. Isaiah Dobson also in double figures. He's got 12 points in the game. 66-53. Hastings down by 13. Now we're going to have a holding foul inside as the Broncos hammer the ball inside to Martin Hiscock. Foul is going to go on Mason Walters. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 now in the Jimmies. So Hastings will go to the free throw line here for a 1-1. Martin Hiscock, 2 out of 4. For the line today. Here comes Brady Birch back into the ball game now. Birch comes in. Going out is going to be Jack Frazier. So Jimmy's going with a bigger lineup out there right now with Brady Birch and Walters both on the floor. Here comes a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be good by Bart Hiscock. He'll get one more shot here. Bart's now got 11 points in the ball game. Hiscock is season highs this year, the 31 points that he put up against Dakota State. And then later on in the season, a conference affair against Midland. He hits his second free throw here. It's now a 66-55 ball game. Hastings now down by 11 points. We're going to be past the 10-minute mark as Jack Talley brings the ball into the offensive zone here for the Jamestown Jimmies. Talley gets it now to a Brady Birch. Birch takes the ball into the paint, spins against Hiscock, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Brady Burt, she's now got 16 in the ballgame. Nice move there by Brady against Bart Hiscock. 68-55 is the score. The Jimmies with a 13-point lead. Leposky with the ball. He drives it against Walters. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here. Terrell Alford away from all the action. Alford sliding over there to help out on the penetration by Leposky. He picks up the personal foul. Alford second. Leposky to the free throw line. Leposky's got 7 points in the ball game. 2 out of 4 from the line. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. Hastings struggled from the free throw line last Saturday against Northwestern. The Broncos today so far 9 out of 14 from the stripe. Next shot is up there by Leposky. That's going to be good. 68-57. Hastings trailed by as many as 15 points in the first half. Got it down to 1 in the first couple of minutes of the second half. But Jamestown has been able to maintain their lead. They're now leading by 11 points here. There's a Birch with the ball. His pass can be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Alford out here. The ball deflected out of bounds there by Logan Cale of Hastings. Jamestown will play things in here on the near sideline. Mason Walters has got the ball. He'll look to get things in. Alford has got it. Alford down here in the corner. Terrell Alford dribbling with the ball. Nice pass inside to Birch. He gets it over to Walters. Drives the baseline, puts a man in the air, and draws a personal foul. Walters sliding in from the right corner. Picks up the foul on Hiscock. That's going to be Bart's first. That's going to be team foul number 3. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in this half. So a non-shooting situation. They'll lob things in. Walters has got the ball. Now to Terrell Alford. Alford here at the top of the key to Birch. Inside to Walters. No good. Bart grabs the rebound. Bart now to Mason Heemster as he comes back the other way. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot and scores it. Mason Heemster scores for Hastings. He's got 17 points in the ball game, and now we got Heemstra is down for the Broncos. Underneath the basket there, Mason Heemstra took a tumble after he took the ball to the hole, and he's going to have to receive some medical attention as the trainer for Hastings pops up there with 8 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Certainly not a guy we went down in the ball game. Mason Heemstra has been amazing for the Broncos, the freshman out of Alliance, Nebraska. So all of a sudden, there's a kind of a hush all over the place as they attend to the right leg of Heemstra. We've got an injury timeout. We'll take a 60-second break here. 8:53 to go in the second half of play. Hastings is trailing. It's the Jimmies 68 and the Broncos 59.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the Water Park, Hastings.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mason Heemstra kept the bench for Hastings. In the meantime, Shane Champlin hit the three. And the Broncos are now down by 6 points at 68-62 with 8 minutes to play. Alford goes to the basket. He scores, and he's fouled in the play. Terrell Alford scores there for the Jimmies. Alford has now got 14 points in the basketball game. He'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. So Terrell Alford goes to the line. He's an 87% foul shooter in the season, 28 out of 32. He adds that total right here with a free throw. A big three-point play. That gives the Jimmies a 9-point lead now at 71-62. With a leading scorer in the game, Mason Heemstra, on the bench now for Hastings. There's a shot taken by Chamberlain. It's going to be up there. Too strong. No good. Rebound comes down here to Birch. Birch gives it away. There's Isaiah Dobson with the ball. Dobson into the forecourt. Throws it over here to Jack Talley. Talley moves it down to the baseline. Bart Hiscock slips down. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Jamestown ball, I do believe. As the Jimmies will play things in. They'll mop up down there on the baseline. And now Heemstra is a tough cat. He comes table. I think he wants to check in there for the Broncos. He's down at the scores table, or he went into the locker room, one of the two. He's going to be checked out down in the hallways here as a trainer takes him out there. He's going to try to get back into the ballgame. As they mop up down there on the baseline with 7 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the game. The Broncos are down by 9 points. 71 to 62 in a big game here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Talley with the ball at the free throw line. Talley now to Dobson. Dobson 15-footer. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Walters. His pass deflected. It's picked up out here by Jack Talley. Talley drives the ball toward the hole. He works against the Chamberlain. His size up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Gasselbaum with the rebound. Brought down here by Shane Chamberlain. Chamberlain in the offensive zone. Now to Logan Kale on the wing. Out here to Leposky. To Shane Chamberlain on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Hiscock. Back out to three. Shots short. No good. Rebound comes down here to Terrell Alford. Long pass down the floor to Walters, and he lays it in. Mason Walters now with 7 points in the ball game. Back to an 11-point contest, 73-62. Gasselbaum with the ball for Hastings. Gasselbaum to Logan Kale. Now to Leposky inside the free throw circle. The shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Birch. Now to Terrell Alford. Alford stops here at the top of the key. His pass deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Walters, and he goes right to the basket and scores. Somebody's got to pick him up. Mason Walters turns around. Nobody was around defensively for the Broncos, and he lays it in. A 13-point lead now for Jamestown at 75-62, and we've got a timeout called here. A timeout with 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Jamestown 75, Hastings 62.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbuehl affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
College basketball action for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings and on ESPN Jamestown. Hastings College women won the first ball game here today, 65-51 over Jamestown. The Jamestown men's basketball team has got the lead over the Broncos here in the second half. It's now a 75-62 ball game. A 13-point lead for the Jimmies. Mason Heemstra is still down on the bench talking with the trainers down here for the Broncos. Heemstra has led the Broncos in scoring today. He's got 17 points in the basketball game, but after his last made field goal, he went tumbling down underneath the basket, holding his knee, and the trainers continue to put a little attention on that as he tries to get back into the ball game. There's a Logan Kale with the ball. Logan Kale has the ball stripped away. A turnover on Hastings. That's the 9th turnover on the Broncos. Isaiah Dobson has got the ball to Terrell Alford for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Birch follow shot. Good, and he's fouling the play. Brady Birch gets the offensive board and 1 as he is fouling the play here by Zach Kitten. Kitten picks up his 3rd personal foul. And now Brady Birch will go to the free throw line. Brady's had a good ball game today. 18 points. In the basketball game today for Brady, he did not score against Hastings the first time around. He adds a free throw here. Broncos in trouble, 78-62 is the score now. With 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. There's Bart Hiscock with the ball down to Leposky. Gasselbaum has got it, drives it down the right side of the lane, throws it down in the corner. Hiscock, he goes for the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try is up and in. Zach Kitten gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points. It's 78-64. Broncos are down by 14 points here in the ball game. Jack Talley with the ball to Dobson for three. Right down through the hole. Isaiah Dobson hits a three-pointer. He's got 15 points in the ball game. 81-64 is the score. Hastings is trailing in the ball game. There's Leposky with the ball. Leposky down to Logan Kale. And now we have got, let's see, we got a personal foul called over here. That's going to go on Walters. Mason Walters picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Here comes Eli Hunter into the ball game now. And we're going to have Mason Heemstra coming in. He's going to give it a go. So Heemstra back into the ball game for the Broncos. Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Kitten is 2 out of 2 from the line so far today. 81-64 is the score. The Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Kitten to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Birch for Jamestown. Birch gets it away. Now to Jack Frazier down the far sideline. Frazier to Terrell Alford. Terrell gets it out here to Isaiah Dobson out here in three-point territory. Dobson driving with the ball down in the corner. Jack Frazier with it now. Takes it into the paint. The shot's going to be blocked down there by Hiscock, and a foul is going to be called here on Bart. Second foul on Bart Hiscock. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Jack Frazier for Jamestown. Frazier has got 9 points in the ball game. Frazier has not been in the line so far today, and his free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in this one. The score is 81-64. Jamestown has got the lead. The second shot is up there. It is good by Jack Frazier. So the Broncos trailed by 15 in the first half. Got it down to 1 in the early minutes of the second half, but have not been able to sustain that. And Jamestown has now got an 18-point lead. Now the Broncos turn it away as we come back the other direction. 10 turnovers for the Broncos in the ball game now. Here comes Chamberlain into the ball game. Leposky is going to check out. Jamestown will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Isaiah Dobson, he races it to the 10-second line there against Eli Hunter. Steps across the timeline. Without setting things up, Dobson goes to Frazier, drives it into the paint, puts up a little shot. It's going to be up there no good. Hiscock with the rebound. Hiscock now to Eli Hunter. Down the right sideline, Eli to Martin Hiscock, drives it down the lane. Nice pass there to Ierna. He goes up, and shot is no good. He was going to stuff it home, but there's a foul called there. It's going to go on Jack Talley. Fourth foul on Talley. That's going to send Ryan Ierna to the free throw line. Ryan Ierna is a 63% foul shooter in the season. He's 14 out of 22 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Here comes Walters back into the ballgame. Talley is going to come out. 82-64 is the score. Jamestown has got the lead over Hastings with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot by Ierna. That's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ierna had the rebound. He lost it out of bounds, but it was knocked out of his hands there by Birch. Hastings will play things in. So the Broncos will play things in here on the near sideline. Bart Hiscock is going to come out of the ball game now for Hastings. Chamberlain is back in there. Now they're going to mop up here on the near sideline as well. 82-64 is the score. Hastings is trailing here in the ball game. Eli Hunter will play things in. Mason Heemstra has got the ball. Mason at the top of the key trying to drive it. Throws up a shot. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Walters. Walters gives it away to Isaiah Dobson. We approach 4 minutes to play here in the ball game. Isaiah Dobson, he drives the ball down the lane. Kicks it out here to Walters. On the left side, Walters dribbles once. Out to Isaiah Dobson, top of the key. Dobson dribbles behind his back against Eli Hunter. Takes it into the paint, stops there. And now we've got a 3-second violation on Dobson. Isaiah Dobson stops in the paint there. Finally, the 3-second violation is called. Billy kind of had to help him out a little bit there. 11 turnovers on Jamestown. Hastings with 10 turnovers. 82-64 is the score. It's an 18-point lead for the Jimmies. Jamestown looking for their fourth consecutive win here. There's a Gasselbaum. He takes it right to the hole and scores for the Broncos. Gasselbaum now with 7 points in the ball game. 82-66 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. There's Isaiah Thompson with the ball. Thompson across the 10-second line gives it away to Jack Frazier. Frazier now to Walters. Out to Terrell Alford. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense, attacking all over the place now. They need some possessions. Walters takes it into the paint, puts up a little hook shot. Good. Mason Walters, he scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 84-66. Jamestown has got the lead. We're down to 3 minutes and 6 seconds to go. There's a three-pointer put up there by Gasselbaum. That's good. Carson now with 10 points in the ball game, 84-69. Here's a Jack Talley with the ball. Jack Talley has got it here. Talley down the far sideline. Races into the offensive zone there against Zach Johnson. He's been down with a illness as well the past couple of weeks. There's a Terrell Alford with the ball over on the right side of the wing. A shot is up there and in by Jack Frazier. They leave him alone, and Jack Frazier cans a three-pointer. He's got 13 points in the ball game, 87-69. Chamberlain for three. His shot is no good. Birch with a rebound. Birch gets it away to Isaiah Thompson. Thompson brings it into the forecourt now. Dribbles with the ball. Top of the key. Comes over to Alford. Here on the near sideline to Birch. Cross-court pass. Goes over to Walters for three. Shot is up there. No good. Hiscock grabs the rebound. Hiscock gets it away to Eli Hunter. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the ball game. 87-69. There's a Hiscock. He throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down there to Gasselbaum. Turnover on Hastings. Into the ball game now is going to be Zach Kitten. He'll come in. Hiscock is going to come out. A minute and 59 seconds to play. Here in this one, the Jimmies have the lead over the Broncos, 87-69. Jamestown led at halftime, 42-36. Jack Frazier with the ball. Jack Frazier gets it out here to Alford. A long three, a shot good, several feet behind the three-point arc. Terrell Alford has got 18 points in the ball game now for the Jimmies, and is 90-69. Jamestown running away and hiding here in this one with a minute and 36 seconds to play. Chamberlain bounce pass goes inside again. That's Kitten with the ball. Kitten throws it out here to Zach Johnson. Now to Gasselbaum, dribbles inside, 10-footers put up there out for the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Jamestown. Jamestown runs her back the other way to Isaiah Thompson. We're going to have a timeout here, just as a substitution timeout here, as the Jimmy's going to get a bunch of guys into the ball game. Jamestown continues to shoot the ball well. They're at 53% from the field. They've knocked down 12 three-pointers in the game today. Hastings hitting 41% of their field goals, and the Broncos have hit 7 three-pointers in the game. Jamestown will inbound the ball here on the near sideline with a 90-69 lead. Ball's going to be deflected right back out of bounds by Ryan Ierna. So the University of Jamestown will play things in. There's a Praska with the ball. Praska comes over here on the wing. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Mitch Larson throwing up the three. Rebound comes down to Ryan Ierna for Hastings. Now to Eli Hunter to Ierna. Here's a Chamberlain with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Hunter. Hunter's shot from the elbow. Good. Eli Hunter scores for the Broncos, and now it's a 90-71 ball game. Jamestown with the lead. There's a Larson with the ball now for Jamestown. Dribbles it left side of the lane. He stops there. Comes out to the top of the key to a Devin Praska. Praska drives the ball. There's a pass inside. Went sailing right through the fingertips of Logan Pratt out of bounds. Turnover number 12 in the ball game now for the Jimmies. 90-71 is the score. Place all of a sudden is quiet here at Lynn Farrell Arena as the hometown Broncos are trailing in the ballgame by 19 points. Chamberlain for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Logan Pratt. Pratt gives it away. Tanner Slag, he's going to come into the forecourt on the dribble, and he'll just dribble things out here, and the Jimmies will come to town here, and they will pick up a big win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Now Kitten is out there limping around, and he's going to have to probably seek some medical attention as well. That's not good news. And there's your final score. Jamestown knocks off Hastings by the score of 90-71. So the Broncos will drop to 13 wins and 13 losses on the season. They are now 6-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jamestown, they'll improve to 18 wins and 8 losses. The Jimmies are now 9-7 in conference play. Again, the final score here, it was Jamestown 90, Hastings 71. Back with a recap right after this.
My son Ben was very healthy when he was born. And then when he was 15 months old, I realized he had autism. I think all my encounters that I had before I met Ben were meant to be so I could be a better parent to Ben. It's definitely made me a better caregiver and a better advocate for all of my patients because I have a better understanding of the whole life and not just the little glimpse you get when they're in the doctor's office. I chose Mary Lanning because it had a great reputation, and that's very much like a family when you work here. What I love most about my job is getting to know the different individuals and families and being able to see that I make a positive impact in their lives. I'm Susie Gregg, psychiatric nurse practitioner at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back for Lynn Ferrell Arena. Hastings College losing to Jamestown today by a score of 90-71. Jamestown had a 42-36 lead by halftime. Jamestown led by as many as 15 points in the first half at 26-11. So the Broncos trailed by 6 points at halftime, 42-36. They cut the lead to 1 point at 42-41, but then the Jimmies got on a run, and Jamestown didn't look back, and they go on to post a 19-point win over the Broncos here in the basketball game this afternoon as the Jimmies improved to 18 wins and 8 losses on the season. Jamestown getting 19 points today from Brady Birch, 18 from Terrell Alford, 15 points from Isaiah Dobson, 13 points from Jack Frazier, 12 points from Jack Talley, and 11 for Mason Walters. Pretty much a spells defeat there for anybody. Devin Praska chipped in with 2 points for the Jimmies in this ball game today. Hastings College, they were led today by Mason Heemstra. He's got, she had 17 in the ball game. 12 points for Bart Hiscock, 11 for Shane Chamberlain, 10 points for Carson Gasselbaum, 9 points for Brandon Leposky. Other scores, 4 for Zach Kitten. They had 5 points from Logan Kale today. Eli Hunter comes up with 2 points. Jamestown winning by a score of 90-71. We'll get you the final shooting numbers in the ball game. They're brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Jamestown ended up shooting 52% for the ball game today, 35 out of 67. Hastings 41%, 27 out of 65. Jamestown on three-pointers, 12 out of 24, or 50%. Hastings 7 out of 28, or 25%. Jamestown from the free throw line, 8 out of 9, for 88%. Hastings shooting 10 out of 18, for 55%. Hastings out-rebounding, or check that, Jamestown out-rebounding Hastings 40-35 today. Jamestown had 8 offensive rebounds, 32 on defense. Hastings had 11 offensive rebounds and 24 on defense. 12 turnovers today for Jamestown. Hastings had 10. One block shot for the Jimmies with 7 steals. Hastings had 2 block shots and 4 steals. Leading rebounder for the Broncos in the ballgame today, Martin Hiscock had 9. Zach Kitten had 9. 12 rebounds for Brady Burt. So Brady gets a double-double in the ballgame today with 19 points and 12 rebounds. For Hastings, we had Hiscock just missing a double-double. He had 12 points and 9 rebounds in this game. So Hastings drops one to Jamestown in the men's ball game, 90-71. Hastings College women winning in the first ball game by a score of 65-51. So the folks up in Jamestown, been a pleasure bringing you the action from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Good luck to you people the rest of the way. For the rest of us here at Hastings, stay tuned. We've got the players of the game coming up next and the coaches post-game show. You're listening to College Basketball.
Hastings College Basketball has been brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with 3 locations in Hastings. By Bullseye's Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, across the street from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the player of the game.
All right, here at Hastings College men losing to Jamestown today. The women scratch out a win today by 14. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women, Gabby Grosso, 15 points, 8 rebounds in the game. Sophia Pankratz had 15 points and 6 rebounds. Sandra Farmer had 12 points and 7 rebounds. She has 2 three-pointers in the game today. And also scoring at 12 points was Taylor Beacom. She had 12 points, pulls down 3 rebounds in the game. Beacom hitting a three-pointer in the contest today. All candidates for our player of the game. For the Hastings College men's basketball team, we had 5 guys in double figures today. 17 from Mason Heemstra, 12 points for Bart Hiscock. He grabs 9 rebounds in the game. Brennan Leposki scores 11 points, and then 10 points apiece for Carson Gasselbaum and Shane Chamberlain, all candidates for the player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winners right after this.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College for the Bronco women, Gabby Grosso. Gabby's just coming back from her injury, trying to get back into the thick of things. And Gabby had a pretty solid game today as she plays 22 minutes and 42 seconds in the ball game today. Gabby was 6 out of 13 from the field, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She pulls down 8 rebounds, 1 on offense and 7 on defense. 15 points and 8 rebounds. Also has 1 assist, 3 block shots, and 3 steals. Again, she plays 22 minutes and 42 seconds today. And the Broncos 65-51 win. And for the Hastings College men, Mason Heemstra leading the way today, 17 points and 8 rebounds. Heemstra 8 out of 17 from the field. Just 1 out of 6 from 3-point territory. Did not get to the free throw line. But he pulls down 8 rebounds, 4 on offense and 4 on defense, 17 points, 2 assists, and 3 steals as he plays 28 minutes and 20 seconds today. Mason Heemstra and also Gabby Grasso are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
It's time now for the coach's post-game show. And now, let's go back to the court to visit with tonight's coach.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College dropping the one to Jamestown today. Final score of 90 to 71. The Broncos losing to the Jimmies today as Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Hastings, will join us. And coach, anytime the opposition shoots 52% from the floor and 50% from three-point territory, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we talked about it before we got on the air. They got great shots, and we got good shots. And when a team gets great shots like that, you know, they're going to win. They shot 52%. We shot 42%. And that's all of basketball. Anybody listening to this understands basketball. You want to get great shots, okay? But we got average shots, and they got great shots. I was at a high school practice yesterday, and the guy was talking, you know, he's a great coach in Omaha, and he's talking about getting great shots. And they're, you know, they're 8-13, I think. And he was just talking about this year we've gotten a lot of good shots, okay, but we don't get a lot of great shots. And if you don't get that, you're not going to win many games. And so that's a frustrating part. You know, but we did have some open looks, too, to cut it in. Little plays here and there, a missed layup, a wide open three that we miss, and they go down and get an and one. So, you know, a 5-point swing, a 4-point swing, that kills you in a game of basketball. It's the runs that hurt you.
And we fell behind by 15 in the first half. We got back to within the striking distance by halftime at 6 points. Yeah. Early in the second half, we cut it to 1 point, and it was like we were out of gas.
Yeah. You know, we had a couple guys that compete their butt off. Mason tried to will us, and then he got hurt with about 5 minutes left with a cramp. You know, you got to have 15 guys, and it's just not your guys playing on the floor that bring the passion, the energy, the enthusiasm, the effort, all that kind of stuff. But at times this year we haven't, and that's unfortunate. That's disappointing because you can't have just one or two guys play with, you know, play hard and play with passion. You got to have all 15 guys. And so that's the frustrating part for me. We don't have that at all times. So hopefully, you know, guys can watch Mason. They can learn from him. That's bottom line. They can learn from him. Watch film on how hard he plays. It's impressive. There's not many guys like that left that play as hard as he does.
Jamestown puts 6 guys in double figures. It was just like trying to plug a hole in a dam tonight.
They're running the same set every time. We couldn't stop it. It was a single side ball screen, and they had a lift guy come underneath. Everybody from NBA to every college team runs it. And we made scout errors over and over and over, and they're getting great shots out of it. You can't leave a single side ball screen, and we continue to leave single side ball screen, and then that lift guy would be wide open. So a lot of scout errors. That's disappointing. You know, stuff we got to, you know, we're playing a couple young guys. That's never an excuse. Our veterans should have, they've seen this 100 times. Everybody runs in college basketball. So that's very frustrating that we couldn't stop that one set that continued to run against us.
Obviously, a breakdown today on defense.
Big time breakdown. You can't expect to win at home with letting a team score 90 points, and especially when it's the same set every time. If it's something different, they're, you know, just, you know, beating the inside and stuff. But it was a single ball side or ball screen, and we were letting them score every possession. So that's frustrating. They hit 12 threes. They were very efficient from three. We were 7-28. Probably took, you know, too many. So things that we got to improve on. You know, we're fighting for our life in the conference tournament. You know, these seniors have made it every year, obviously, so I don't think they want to go out without, you know, making a conference tournament. That's important to them.
We got to start making a run now. We're down to Concordia and Dort coming up this week. It's not going to be an easy week.
No, you know, unfortunately, we bottom line is we cannot win at home. And so I don't know if the college will let us go play at Kiewit anymore or not, but it's definitely a thought because we can't win in this gym this year. And that's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for our guys. I don't know what we are in conference at home, 2-something. I know it's not good. And so maybe we'll play better on the road. I don't know. It seems like we get on a bus and go somewhere, we play better. So maybe we'll run out to Lachlan on a bus and come back and play the game and we'll play better. I don't know.
Good idea. We got a road trip Wednesday and a road trip next Saturday. So
yeah, those are huge. And they're our season for the most part. I mean, we got to win those two and then probably win our last two and finish somewhere, possibly 7 or 8. Briarcliff's got all home games, I believe. And they're right behind us, and they have the tiebreaker with us because they beat Morningside. So the seniors are fighting through their lives, and I know they'd be disappointed not to make the conference tournament, especially when they've made it all 3 years. And it's a great group of seniors; they're great on and off the floor. But next two games, it's not going to be easy going at Concordia, tough place to play. And then we all know Dort is obviously one of the hardest places to play in our league.
We've won one time,
two years ago, yeah. But you know, here we had them beat. You know, Concordia. First time we played them, we had no energy. I think we will. We'll be able to show them that on film, how, you know, the enthusiasm, the effort was awful last time we played Concordia. Maybe we'll have it this time on the road because it seems like at home we don't have it. So I don't know if that's allowed to go play a Kiewit this year, but maybe our last two, at least against Dome, maybe we'll go play a Kiewit. I don't know because it just doesn't seem like we have any enthusiasm as a whole group. We have a couple guys. But we got to have 15 guys bring that enthusiasm and passion every single night.
Okay, we'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
That's Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one here tonight by a score of 90-71. Got some other scores I might pass along to you. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Morningside at halftime in women's play, 48-43. Concordia is leading Dort by a score of 39-38, those are halftime scores. Again, we're leading everybody else because of our game times here today. It's a Northwestern out on top of Doan in men's play now by a score of 47-32. That was a men's score. Concordia is leading Dort by a score of 39-38. Halftime for the women, Dakota Wesleyan leading Morningside 48-43. So we've got the Hastings College win for the women here today and the Hastings College men dropping one. More basketball is coming up here at Lynn Farrell Arena. We've got the Twin Valley Conference Championship games coming up, 7 o'clock for the girls' championship and 8:30 for the guys. We're going to have the boys' championship for you later on tonight over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. That'll go at about 8:20 following Nebraska basketball. So the boys Twin Valley Conference Championship ball game will be coming up later on over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. That'll do it from Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. From my producer and engineer, Stephanie Brubaker, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.